assurances that I got was that the capital investment plan would be going parallel with the proposals for Sligo, and we want to be going in parallel, and I think the language was very clear from the Chief Operation Officer that we didn't want to see any gravity flow from any one hospital towards the other. We want to see a level playing field. We have now the Capital Programme Oversight Board that has been established, and we now need to work through the processes there, working with the states and working with the clinical directors and the managers, so that everyone feeds into this, including the consultants, the senior nursing team. So I think it's important now that we're very clear going forward that we can give a very clear reassurance to the team in the hospital in Letterkenny and also to the wider public here in Letterkenny and in Donegal, that we are planning to move forward with capital investment for Letterkenny University Hospital. And that investment, it's important again to reiterate, will be in parallel. There's key capital investment that's needed, including the bed expansion, the critical care, the expansion of the emergency urgent care and local injuries unit, and indeed the ambulatory care centre as well. There's a huge level of investment that's needed, but we need everyone coming together to make this happen. This is work in progress, and we need to, when we get this information collated together, we need to make sure that we have a time frame for that investment as well, because it's important that our plan goes into the Department of Health, and hopefully then the Minister will make a positive decision on the investment of Letterkenny University Hospital.